For the Beaver Radio Network, I'm Brian Schultz. BSU men's hockey team back at home this weekend will host Lake Superior State, joined by junior defenseman Brad Johnson out of Chesterfield, Missouri. 2 goals last weekend. Congratulations.
Thanks.
First goal, blue line middle. I don't know how much traffic there was, but you pretty much shot it right through the goalie. The second one was an empty netter that their defenseman slid down in front of you. I don't know what it hit, but it got a piece of him, and still you got enough on it to get it into the net. How much do you work on that shot?
You know, as a decor, we're always working on quick shots from the blue, so quite a bit.
Is that something that you've always kind of had in your arsenal there was a good shot, or have, over the years have you developed into it?
I definitely work on it every day in practice. So
Friday, a lot of things went right. Saturday, a lot of things didn't. How can you, as a group, be a little more consistent?
What's done is done. We're just going to move forward from it, learn from our mistakes, and we'll be better.
Knowing that you've got road trips to Fairbanks, Lake State, and Ferris this month, how much do you guys need to get some points here this weekend at home?
Yeah, definitely. Home games are super important at this point in the year.
You've only played the 2 conference games. Do you still have a feel as to what you guys are as a team? Or are you still trying to figure that out yet?
Yeah, I think identity is huge for us and throughout the whole year. I mean, we'll have ups and downs, and we'll always be finding what our identity is.
You've got 4 pretty young defensemen back there. What have you noticed about Elias and Will and Kyle and all those young guys?
A lot of good things. Definitely size with Will, Elias, Rosie. He skates well, moves the puck well, and they're just great guys. Great to play with them.
How much do you guys need to generate offense from the back line?
Yeah, 5-man offense. I mean, it's always always important. So
defensively, how do you think you guys have been doing?
Good. I think we've been strong back there, and like I said, we're still working every day.
It's the first time you guys have had a goalie play back-to-back nights. Driscoll certainly earned it with his play on Friday. He made a couple of big-time saves early in that game on Friday. The game is different if he's not making those saves, right?
Yeah, definitely. That's a huge confidence booster for the whole bench. He played really well.
Best of luck this week.
All right. Thanks a lot.